Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we keep talking about carbon monoxide poisoning. Remember there was a hotel last year where kids and adults were getting sick and multiple ambulances had to come on the scene? We probably hear about this all the time, but the larger one, the level one mass casualty incidents are the ones that hit the news. But we have thousands upon thousands of people that get poisoned with carbon monoxide every year. Hundreds die. And we need to talk about it because the latest case happened in a daycare where 28 kids had to be rushed to the hospital after one fell unconscious and four adults at a daycare in Allentown, Pennsylvania because of carbon monoxide poisoning. So let me just kind of tell you the latest. Right now, everybody's stable. We have 28 kids, four adults, so 32 all in all. We're at the Happy Smiles Learning Center in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And Fire Department Captain John Christopher confirmed that this was a level one mass casualty event, even though that didn't mean anybody died. It just means kind of all hands on deck, and almost every ambulance in the area was directed to deal with, get these kids to the hospital as quickly as possible, give them oxygen. And we'll talk about carbon monoxide poisoning and how we treat it. So we think it was a faulty heating unit. We also think maybe the building wasn't ventilated well. And some news sources said that it was just within the last month when the either the state legislator or city officials had voted to make sure that there were carbon monoxide monitors in most of these buildings. I haven't seen the legislation, so I can't go into too much detail. But we're talking just weeks away. Or they might have been grandfathered in. And this is something that every winter we see because of, you know, heat and people, sadly, because it's so cold, they'll use space heaters or they'll try to generate heat from certain combustion mechanisms. And because they don't have the ventilation, they end up breathing in carbon monoxide. I have felt carbon monoxide poisoning when I've been in a cabin, when I've been in enclosed spaces when it's cold. And it is not, it's not good. You don't necessarily feel sick, but you feel weak, you feel tired, and it could be extremely dangerous and it could kill. So everybody is stable. I believe they're all in the hospital now. They say legislation was passed last month requiring all child care centers to have the detectors. But companies have 30 days to make the changes. So obviously there's going to be some huge, huge fallout from this. I don't understand why it took till 2022 for this to happen. But these mass one casualty incidences imply that hospitals could be overwhelmed, local resources could be overwhelmed, so it's not a good situation. So carbon monoxide, as I've told you guys before, is, it looks similar to oxygen. Oxygen cannot be by itself. It has to be with two atoms, so it's O2. Carbon monoxide is a carbon atom and an oxygen atom. So they're able to combine and be a unit. Well, the body doesn't necessarily pick up on the difference. So when carbon monoxide, not carbon dioxide has two oxygens, that's CO2. Carbon dioxide, your body knows pretty damn well. And your body will produce carbon dioxide to expel with respiration. But carbon monoxide can mimic oxygen. So your tissues get this. They're like, all right, well, we're built for the two atoms. It looks similar, fine by us, but it's not getting the oxygen it needs. So what ends up happening is you become hypoxic. You become, you have less oxygen level. With that, you get very tired and you get listless. You get weak. You could fall asleep. And without getting oxygen, you basically suffocate. And I believe Weird Al Yankovic's parents died by carbon monoxide poisoning. I mean, this could take out a whole family. So the CDC estimates about 50,000 people visit the emergency room each year. 430 people die annually. And so the symptoms of it early on could be headache, sore throat, cough, nausea. So some of you might be like, hi, I guess I'm coming down with COVID. For the love of God, just make sure you get some fresh air. Make sure you check your ventilation, because it could be early carbon monoxide poisoning. You could also get abdominal pain, difficulty breathing, wheezing, dizziness, chest pain, fainting, confusion, blurred vision, fatigue, weakness, rapid heart rate. And then what's very interesting is there's like a red cherry color look to the lips. And that could alert doctors as to you having this carbon monoxide poisoning. So what we have to do is we have to push the carbon monoxide out of the tissues and get oxygen in there. We need oxygen to compete because carbon monoxide competes with the oxygen. So what we have to do is hit you really hard with oxygen. And there's multiple different ways to do it. It could take a while, too. So according to Medscape, when you use hyperbaric oxygen therapy, which is a much more concentrated form, it can minimize the time. Room air, it could take over 300 minutes to try to replace carbon monoxide. With a 100% oxygen non-rebreather mask, it could take about 90 minutes. I've seen it a little faster, but still, overall, again, 90 minutes is a long time. With the hyperbaric oxygen, they could cut that down by two-thirds. So carbon monoxide, remember, it's created by combustion. But it's the incomplete combustion of fuels like wood, natural gas, coal, propane. So if you don't have good air quality, if you don't have good ventilation, if the temperature is low, what you're using to warm up can make carbon monoxide. So this will get formed unless you have a complete combustion reaction. Complete combustion makes water and carbon dioxide. So I have a little graphic of it. It'll remind you guys of high school physics and chemistry. But sources of carbon monoxide are tobacco smoke, fires, fireplaces, generators, water heaters, grills, clothes dryers make carbon monoxide. Of course, your cars, landscape tools, wood stoves, gas stoves, furnaces, boilers, power tools. You could be stuck in your car and you could get carbon monoxide poisoning from that. So get carbon monoxide monitors, get them in the house, make sure you have ventilation, avoid running your car in closed spaces. If you're stuck in the car, we've talked about like what happened previously with that wreck on the, or that, well, we're coming up at the end of the break. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so throughout COVID and throughout the pandemic and even now, right, there has been some sort of reliance on the honor system. So, if you are ill, you're supposed to stay home. You're supposed to isolate. If you're about to travel and you test positive for COVID, you're supposed to cancel your flight. Sometimes you could get a refund. Sometimes you could get it postponed. Sometimes not. But you're supposed to cancel your travel and stay home and isolate. When you do isolate, you are supposed to isolate for, well, originally it was 10 days. The quarantine was 14, but the isolation was 10 days. Then they changed it to 5 days. And you were supposed to do everything by the book. And there were some individuals I know that went by the book. But I would estimate at least 75% of people fudged. Not only a little, a lot. Well, now we have a study saying almost 1 in 2 Americans, or half of all Americans, lied during the pandemic about COVID status or COVID-related issues. Duh. Really? Duh. I'm actually shocked that it's that few. I mean, honestly, I still have patients lie. Like, yeah, I need a round of antibiotics and steroids. I have a sinus infection. I'm like, okay, you know, and, you know, your symptoms do sound like COVID, though. Oh, yeah, I took a whole bunch of COVID tests. I'm good. Yeah, really? You took a whole bunch of COVID tests? So, you know, people lie. And I said this from the beginning. Same thing with the COVID vaccine mandate. Well, they're not going to go to school. They're not going to go into a restaurant. They're not going to go to a Raiders game. They can't do anything unless they show that they have been vaccinated. Well, you know how easy it was for people to get the fake cards? I'm like, you know, people are dishonest. If they want to go to a Raiders game, or they want to go to, you know, out to eat, or they want to live their life normally, you know, you guys are really relying on everybody doing everything by the book. I still get that from people. They're sneezing and they're coughing. They're like, oh, it's not COVID. And you're like, okay, well, how the hell do you know? Oh, I just know. So this study is fascinating. It was a national survey that was conducted in the United States, and it looked at public honesty and compliance. Now, it looks like we were lacking pretty badly. Over 40%, now, there's only 1,700 participants in the survey, 1,733, and over 40% admitted to breaking quarantine rules or misrepresenting the preventative measures they were taking to reduce viral spread. Duh, I told you guys this day one. A quarter of the respondents told someone they were with or intended to be with that they were taking more precautions to avoid contracting COVID than they were in reality. Well, no duh. 22.5% confessed to breaking quarantine rules. 21% avoided testing for COVID even when they suspected they might have it. Okay, only 21%, I think more. I think people didn't want to know. They didn't want to have that in the system. Early on in this pandemic, you couldn't work for 2 weeks. It was horrible. Yeah, people lied. While entering a doctor's office, 20% of those who completed the survey said they omitted mentioning if they thought they had or knew they had the virus, which means when they went into a doctor's office, they lied to the doctor. I told you guys, patients have been lying to me since day one. Do you drink? Oh, yeah, but just a little. Okay, so how much do you drink? Maybe one beer on the weekends. Wife tells me they drink 7 beers a night. Come on. You guys, I told you guys, people have been lying, but they're saying only 20% lied. Bull. So what were the reasons? Why were people lying during COVID? I mean, you and I know, but according to the survey, some wanted their lives to feel normal. Others wanted to exercise their freedom, or they believed personal information on their state of health was private. Many said they were following the guidance from a public figure they trusted, whether it was a politician, scientist, news presenter, or celebrity. I don't know. That sounds a little political to me. When vaccine requirements were later instated in numerous states, many respondents admitted to lying about their vaccination status. You see? Reasons include, I didn't think COVID was real. I didn't think COVID-19 was a big deal. I didn't want someone to judge or think badly of me, and I needed to be able to attend college classes. Some individuals may think if they fib about their COVID status once or twice, it's not a big deal. That's according to health scientist Angela Fagerlin from University of Utah. So, this is something that we had said since day one, which is why I think a lot of the public health approaches to COVID was completely stupid. Because you really, expected this honor system, but you also scared the living daylights out of people. You know, there were individuals telling me that if they got ratted out to the health department would call them and tell them to stay home for work for 14 days. And they're like, I have a family to feed. So if Joe Blow decides to do me in and tells them, yeah, you know what, I have COVID, because remember there were the contact tracers, that they could screw me up and I can't work for 2 weeks because I'm now in quarantine. Quarantine is if you don't have it and we're questioning if you do. Isolation is where I am sick when you have it. So you would get a pop-up alert on your phone saying, you know, somebody near you had COVID. Sometimes the contact tracer would say, okay, you need to isolate. And now individuals are being put out of work when they want to feed their family. Now the attitude's different. People are like, oh, good, pay me to be off work. You know, I'll make extra money. Fine by me. I get to stay home. But back when this all started, nobody wanted to leave their job and lose income and then have that stigma attached. When people came back from work having COVID in areas where they could work, even after the lockdown, they would say how other people at work would treat them differently. Yet if you went home with gonorrhea or you went home with flu or whatever, you could come back and people don't care. But COVID, people were freaked out. So the more you scare somebody about it, the more they're going to lie. Look at what happened with Ebola. With Ebola, anybody coming into the country would be banned if they were bringing in Ebola. And I understand that. That's how we did things at Ellis Island. But then what did people do? Well, if the test was only a fever, you were having individuals, you know, take as much Tylenol and Motrin as they could so they wouldn't trigger the temperature to show they were positive. That's huge. And it's really a shame. And now the situation we have is people are sick. They'll take the at-home test that's negative and they say, I'm good. And these at-home tests are missing it. So maybe what we need to do is stop asking people if they're good or not. And what we should say is, you know, if you are ill, then, you know, don't come in and don't make us sick. Don't go to work. Work from home. Whether it's flu, whether it's pneumonia, whether it's COVID, whether it's disseminated gonorrhea, you know, just get yourself better, rest up, be at home, et cetera. But the concept that people lie is a frustrating one because some public officials are going to look at this and go, you see, that's why we had to do the mandates. That's why we had to do the lockdowns. People lie. We have to lock down so people don't come to work sick. And I told you this. I saw individuals do this all the time where they would use up their sick leave. And I'm not for mandates. I'm not for lockdowns. I don't want that. I don't want people reading this and turning around and doing that. But the truth of the matter is we have people who lie, so you can't base a public health measure on the honor system. I speak about this all the time, how individuals will use up their sick leave by November. So they get new sick leave in January. And or they get new sick leave in the summer, July 1. And they spend it all on vacation and all that. They use it for BS reasons. They go, I have all of this sick leave. Then November, December comes around, they get the flu, or they get a cold, or nowadays COVID, and they're out of leave. So personally, I think if you're an employer, re-add the sick leave in November, December. That's what I would do. Because then they'll have it to take off sick and not use it necessarily for extra vacation time during the summer. That's just me. So what do we do then with the next quote-unquote pandemic? You know, Ebola, I'm always worried about. I did not like Zika. Zika scared the hell out of me. There's a lot of things still out there. The next COVID wave I'm not as concerned about because I think a lot of us have some baseline immunity, whether it's natural or vaccine. But we are going to be dealing with another, God forbid, bug or another sort of pathogen. And the reason why I feel so strongly about that is because nobody figured out where COVID came from. Right? If this came from a lab or it mutated while it was in a lab because it was confined, then, you know, we didn't figure out how that leaked. I'm sure there's something else that could be coming our way, too. So we need to figure out a better way than to, you know, tell people, well, are you sick? No. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Democrat presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard announced she is leaving the Democrat Party Tuesday.
Who are driven by cowardly wokeness, who are hostile to people of faith and spirituality, who demonize the police but protect criminals at the expense of law-abiding Americans, who are dragging us ever closer to nuclear war.
Officials in Israel and Lebanon announced Tuesday they have accepted a U.S. mediated agreement on a maritime border between the countries. The two traditional enemies put aside their issues to allow natural gas exploration in the eastern Mediterranean. Los Angeles City Council President Nuri Martinez resigned from her position Monday after she and two other council members were recorded making racist remarks. Monday night, Los Angeles County Federation of Labor President Ron Herrera submitted his resignation over his involvement in the racist conversation. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So having realtors in the family, I see the extensive work that was put into their training, learning real estate law, learning contracts, learning, you know, all the ins and outs, learning the neighborhood, learning the community, and the work that they put in. But one thing I didn't realize is because of all that extensive experience they have with local communities of the local neighborhood, they are pivotal in terms of community work. And joining us next is Mal Washington, the Good Neighbor Award winner, to talk to us about how, you know, what he's done and what many realtors have been doing in terms of being neighborhood advocates and experts. Mal, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to talking with you.
Wow. Well, I tell you, first of all, it's hard enough to do what you're doing, and you guys have been pretty busy. But to take on all the community and charitable work you do, it's outstanding. And I'm, so talk to us about what you've done.
Well, I've had a few passions. As a professional, as a living, and a few years ago, I was a professional tennis player. And at one point, I chose to start a youth foundation, and that is my next passion, along with real estate. But my youth foundation has been based in Jacksonville, Florida, for the last 26 years. And really what we do, it started out as an after-school tennis program, and then we morphed it into tennis life skills and education, literally helping our numbers, over 25,000 kids that we have served and touched over this period of time, kinder through high school. And now we've been serving some young adults in their college pursuits. So that's my passion. That's what I love to do. If I can somehow engage with a young person and get them a step forward in their lives and careers, we love to do that.
God bless you. And it really does take us, but I think most of us who have been successful in what we do can think back to the people who were integral, that gave us a break, that helped us out, that cared about us when they didn't have to. And I remember all of it, and it definitely, is instilled in me that sense of we got to pay it forward, we got to help other people, we got to be there for other people. And this Good Neighbor Award winner, this is something that the Realtor Association, the National Association of Realtors, supports, correct?
Absolutely. So every year they announce these 10 good neighbors, and then they dwindle it down to five who actually receive this Good Neighbor Award. And with it comes a $10,000 grant to their respective donations. Now, you wouldn't believe the things that so many realtors are doing in all 50 states around the country. Me, it's with young people. Some of the other award winners, it's with food insecurity or with low-income housing. There's a gentleman with low-income housing in Hawaii who's doing great stuff. So I like to say that real estate is very much the backbone of the community, and realtors like myself and my other colleagues, thousands of them around the country, are backbones in the real estate community. And this is our way of not only working in the community, but also giving back to the community. I know people who have done even more than I have. I've been fortunate to receive this award, but there's so many people who are just volunteering of their time, donating their money, just trying to make a stronger, better community.
We're speaking to Mal Washington, Good Neighbor Award winner from the National Association of Realtors. It's amazing. And what's fascinating is the wealth of information you do provide. Not only with what you're doing specifically with your charity, but also just in general. When you have individuals, what really blows my mind is how realtors do things for free. Just like us doctors, we'll do things for free and, hope insurance might pay us later after the patient leaves. But you get asked about the local school districts. You get asked about local medical. You get asked about local law enforcement. And you sit there and spend hours with individuals who might not even make a sale with you. And it's almost like most of your day is charitable work and education.
Well, me and so many of my colleagues, we love the business, and we eat it, breathe it, sleep it. And one of the things I've done in the last couple of years is really incorporated learning about the business of real estate with some of the students, especially the older students, the high school students, the recently left graduated students, introducing them to the value of real estate. For so many people, millions of people, when they purchase a piece of property, their primary residence or an income property, this is the biggest investment or the biggest purchase they'll make in their entire careers. But as you know, so many people are left out of that process in recent years, but also over the generation. So, I talk to our students about, how to creatively get in the real estate business. But you are absolutely correct. When people want to buy, they come to a realtor, maybe even a realtor they're not going to use or work with. But I talk to real estate to people literally every single day. But I love disseminating quality information if it's going to help put them in a better position to purchase.
Yeah. And, another thing, Mal, that I like that you represent is you're busy. Yeah, you're a busy guy. You are, you know, you're working, you know, this 9-to-5 thing doesn't exist for the life of a realtor or for everything that you do. How did you go from being so busy to being able to, you know, take on these extra projects and community projects that you do?
When you're passionate about it, it doesn't even seem like work. You know, I'm fielding either calls or emails regarding my foundation, oftentimes late at night, and I'm responding to emails early in the morning. On the real estate front, you're right. Sometimes that seems like it's 24/7. I don't really engage too much in real estate from like midnight to 5 a.m., but it seems like you're open at any time to field calls from either clients or people who just want information. But I'm very passionate about it. I understand the value of real estate. I walk the walk. When I'm talking to people about purchasing, guess what? I'm doing the exact same thing. I own my own home and have for the better part of 25 years, and I'm also an investor. So I believe in the business, so I try to relay that message to so many people.
So where do you think the market's going? I mean, I know Florida has some challenges with the flooding, but what do you see overall?
Overall, no question with the, you know, the rise in interest rates, and we're going to get increasing, or at least the federal funds rate by the Federal Reserve. They're going to raise the rates again at least once or twice more throughout the course of 2022. I think things, no question, are slowing down. But you know what? It's a great buying opportunity. I often say when it comes to purchasing, today is better than tomorrow and not as good as yesterday. Any single day throughout the year, there is an opportunity to buy. And I'm not saying just go out and buy anything for the sake of buying, but finding something where that makes financial sense, that you plan on holding on to a long time. And I ask you this, and anyone listening, you know, have you ever heard anyone who bought a piece of property, held on to it for 10 or 15 years and said, you know, I just wish I'd never bought that property? That never happens, because over time, the market pushes the value up and they look back and they say, wow, that was a good decision 10 years ago.
So true. So where can people find out more information about what you do and the National Association of Realtors?
Well, I always tell people, go to realtor.com. There's so much good information right there. And then for my foundation, you can go to malwashington.com, malwashington.com, and learn everything you'd want about my foundation and what we've been doing for 26 years.
And hopefully we could help. Congratulations on your win. Congratulations to the other winners. We're really grateful for you guys. And we definitely want to have you back, because we can't wait to hear what's going on in terms of, you know, Florida and real estate and everything else going on. So, Mal, God bless you. Good luck with everything. And can't wait to have you back.
Thank you. I would love to come back sometime. I appreciate you. Take care.
All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And I told you guys, I've had some regrets with real estate. We couldn't, you know, hold on to it. It was expensive. We sold it. And here we are 15, 20 years later going, damn, we wish we would have kept it. But, you know, my grandmother owned land that I believe the Mayo Clinic parking lot is on in Scottsdale, Arizona. But she had to sell it to use that money to help, you know, the medical payments for her husband decades ago. Yeah, so, you know, if you can get something and hold on to it, Godspeed. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Jason, who is working the dials today and as our producer. So we have to be careful what we wish for. And what we are seeing is the abortion issue and pro-choice, pro-life advocates finding themselves in a deeper hole or a deeper situation, and we might not be able to go back. So basically, in a nutshell, what's been happening, if I could summarize, is somebody would get pregnant, they would have the baby, or they would not want to have the baby. If they had the baby, they had the baby. If they had a baby but didn't want the baby, they could give the baby up for abortion. If they didn't want to go through the, you know, trauma of going through the pregnancy and medical risk, having a baby, that baby being sent to adoption, coming back on, why did you leave me? Individuals not in the case of rape or incest who wanted to terminate a pregnancy that was unwanted would seek out a means to do it. Some states would allow it, other states wouldn't. It got to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court in 1973, through Roe v. Wade, protected a constitutional right of a mom to terminate her pregnancy. However, it left a mess with the states on, well, when? You know, when is it ending the life of a baby? When is it ending the life of a fetus? Is the fetus even alive? So since 1973 to 2022, there has been continual legal battles and things coming back to the Supreme Court on, okay, well, is it a life at the heartbeat? When we see the heart and hear about the heart at the 6 weeks, is it a life at 15 weeks? Is it a life at 20 weeks? And so throughout 1973 to 2022, you know, it's not that Roe v. Wade was the law of the land and everything was quiet and peaceful. It was very tumultuous in the courts because some states are like, no, we're not going to pay for this. We're not, you know, other states are like, no, we're not going to force a woman to carry a baby to a certain period of time. So it was a mess. What happened in 2022 is the feds got out of it. The Supreme Court got the feds out of it, saying, look, we can't ban it. We can't honor it. It goes to the states. So the Supreme Court did something that even many pro-choice advocates have been asking for in terms of get government, get whatever presidential administration, you know, comes in and Supreme Court flip and all that. Keep the feds out of it. If individuals of the state want to have access to abortion, they can vote it in. If individuals do not want to have it, they could vote it out. You know, personally, I really think we should have politicians completely out of it. It should be a very, very, you know, well-investigated, researched medical decision between a person and their doctor because, sadly, you know, I've had patients who regretted it. I've had patients who regretted not having the access. So they didn't have a doctor. They went and never met the person, and it either got taken care of or they got talked out of it. So we really have to get back to a patient and their medical provider and their gynecologist working with them. But we have it such that, well, it's going to be up to the states. Why is it even up to politics? Well, because it does take taxpayer funding. Planned Parenthood needs a lot of money. We have, you know, grants. We have, you know, support. We have these free clinics. So since taxpayers have their skin in the game and they have to, you know, pay or decide on this, they get a vote. So it's still a little bit of a mess, but where we're starting to now get into, and we need to be very careful because this could be a big, big legal mess, is does the fetus have constitutional rights? Now, the Supreme Court, again, being consistent with we're out, didn't want to hear a case. There was a case brought forth, I believe, by two fetuses, Catholic women, and I believe this had to do with the Catholic group and two women from Rhode Island who challenged a 2019 state law in Rhode Island that codified abortion rights. The two women were pregnant at the time when the case was first filed. They sued on behalf of their fetuses together with a Catholic organization against a decision by the Rhode Island Supreme Court. So the state court left in place a Rhode Island abortion rights law that determined unborn babies had no legal right to sue because they were not persons protected by the 14th Amendment. Now, the Supreme Court staying out of it is consistent with what a lot of people want. The feds are out. Keep the feds out. The feds shouldn't be, when you have somebody who's in Wichita, Kansas, and is talking to her doctor, last thing you want is a federal impedance in there, okay? This is a private medical matter. But we need to be very, very careful, especially for pregnant women and maternal fetal medicine. Maternal fetal medicine is huge. It's a specialty of its own. And the more we go down this path, or we try to go down this path, that a fetus is not alive. It doesn't matter if you're pro-choice, pro-life, it doesn't matter where you are politically. But if we try to establish in the courts that a fetus is a non-viable entity, this could sadly transform the whole maternal fetal medicine specialty. Right? We don't call it pregnant mom medicine. We call it maternal fetal medicine. We do surgery on fetuses now. We make decisions for the mom based on that fetus. And so if we keep pushing in the courts for there to be one ruling or another based on a fetus, we could get ourselves into a case where then there's going to be no government funding for maternal fetal medicine. You see, I'm a physician. Okay, I don't really care about Republican, Democrat, going back and forth. I care about if I have a pregnant woman and there is a fetus, that if they want to both live, or there's this you know, will to, I want to have a healthy baby after this pregnancy, and pregnancy can be pretty scary, and sadly could be tragic for many, then my job is to make sure that fetus lives. And I have to, as a doctor, I can't speak for all doctors, but as a doctor, I have to work under the realm of the fetus is alive, and I have to keep it alive. That could involve Medicaid funds. That could involve Medicare. That could involve Planned Parenthood funding. That could involve research grants. And I really worry that if this keeps getting pressed in the courts, and this keeps being brought up that a fetus isn't alive, and I think a lot of pro-choicers appreciate that too. I think you have pro-choice and pro-life who understand that we can't call a fetus or a preterm baby a ball of cells. I think a lot of people appreciate the fact that it is a living entity. But when I see demonstrators, pretend to stab a fake pregnant stomach and things like that, I don't think that represents both the Democrats and Republicans who are moderate and understanding that this is a very sensitive issue. But we have a situation where we don't have a few unwanted pregnancies. We have about 1 million a year. Okay, that has to be figured out. That has to be addressed. What's going on? Is it that birth control doesn't work anymore? Is it that people don't have access to birth control? Is it that birth control is so uncomfortable that people don't want it? We need to come up with a better means. I don't know. But the fact that 1 million women have to make this choice, and this could now affect maternal fetal medicine and how we approach the fetus. We don't want laws saying the fetus isn't alive, because that can completely, completely destroy what we do in maternal fetal medicine. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.